We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Happy to have you. A Friday edition, The Drive, here on KFH Radio. It's Bob and Jeff with you. Max Power is running the board. What do we got going on? How'd your concert experience go last night?
Had a fun evening. Had a fun evening.
Well, tell me what happened that was fun.
Well, he's touring with these two musicians who helped him make his most recent album. They're bluegrass musicians, Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley, and they're both quite accomplished, especially Rob Ikes, who's like 14-time Dobro Player of the Year. That's the steel guitar, by the way, and he's amazing at it. I know you don't care, and that's fine. You can not care. He's amazing at it.
You actually texted me last.
He played on Train in the Distance by Don Henley.
You are a wonderful son. You're a good.
I don't want you to think these guys are out there hacking it around. These are accomplished, professional.
Yeah,
musicians.
But I'm a little bit worried you're losing it. You know what I mean? Talk to me. Don't worry about me.
I don't know what that means.
I'm a little bit worried that you might be losing it.
I'm not losing it.
How many people were at the show last
probably
night?
About, I'd say roughly 70, 80 in that range. Out at Knuckleheads in Kansas City.
But it's a bar, so were they paying attention?
Yeah, they were all there to see the music. It's more of a music venue than a bar or a restaurant. They serve, I don't even know if they serve alcohol. I didn't see anyone with an alcoholic beverage. They do serve food, and it was a fun evening. These guys are very good. I need everyone to know that. Here's also something that I noticed.
Go.
Most of the people there are involved in the whole scene. There's Jason Eady, there's these bluegrass guys, there's Jamie Lynn Wilson, there's a whole bunch of other people in this realm of musicians. But I only like him, so I don't know.
Did you approach him last night?
Of course not. I never will again in my life.
So that's it. You're just going to enjoy him from afar.
I ran into the guitar player, the fiddle player, as I was leaving, because he was also walking out to have a smoke, and I said thank you, and then I left.
Did you have a smoke with him?
I should have.
Now that would be over the line.
I should have.
Really, you would actually. If he said, "Hey,
no, of course not.
Have a Pall Mall, whatever. What kind of cigarette? Here's a. I don't even know what brand of cigarettes there are these days. Have a Winston. Would you pull one out and light it up?
No, I would not.
What if Jason Eady said it?
I would.
Would you really?
Yeah, probably.
You would smoke a cigarette.
No, I wouldn't, but I'd say I'm not going to smoke, but I'll hang out with you, Jay.
Oh, boy.
It was fun.
I don't know.
You would have enjoyed it. And a lot of people would have enjoyed
it. My wife and I will go when he comes to Wichita.
He's playing in Manhattan tonight.
Yeah, but
I was going to go to that, but it sounds like it's at somebody's house. And it's somebody who regularly hosts music. I don't know what's going
on. So it's a private party.
I don't think it's private because it's listed on his tour page.
He plays a house.
He plays houses.
What are you playing today, Jay? Well, I'm at a house in Manhattan.
He's done house concerts before.
I want to like this guy.
I'm thinking about booking him for when we move. This is now an incentive to move. We can have him at our housewarming party.
Out on Henley Lane.
Yeah, Don Henley Drive.
No, Lane.
No, it's a drive.
I like lane better.
Well, it's not a lane. It's
869-1240. It's the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. We have a busy show today. The winter meetings start in Las Vegas. The baseball winter meetings, they start Sunday night. Richard Justice from MLB.com will join us at 425. At 445, we'll talk to new and young Southeast High School basketball coach Joe Mitchell He'll join us along with Joanna Chadwick. That segment brought to you by Pride Ag Ace Hardware at Mays Road and K96. Southeast with a big one tonight at Carroll.
That is a huge game. He's going to join us on game day.
Game day?
Yeah, Joe Mitchell.
Yeah, he's joining us on game day.
It's thrilling.
At 5:25, we're moving up our guest for five questions because our guest at 5:40 could not do it any earlier. And that guest is Chris Janz, the basketball coach at New Mexico State, former Shocker assistant to Greg Marshall, and a guy who's preparing his team to play tomorrow night at the Sprint Center in Kansas City against the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yes, that'll be relatively interesting. Have we seen an official line on that game?
No.
16.5 seems steep, even when you picked it.
I'm pretty good at that stuff. I don't think we've seen the official line yet. But I'm pretty good at that stuff.
You're okay.
869-1240. We'd love to hear from you. We had an energetic show yesterday with Jason Duda.
Did you now?
What do you mean? You know you listened.
I listened for one segment.
That all, really?
And then I didn't have my auxiliary cable, so I couldn't plug it into my speakers. So I had to turn it off. It wasn't loud enough just on my phone driving on the highway. But I did listen to a segment.
What do you expect? Let's give me a wish list of what you would like the Indians. Now, they did extend Carlos Carrasco.
That's good.
The one thing you think the Indians will do and the one thing you wish the Indians would do?
I want them to...
Is this a would do first?
This is a hope.
This is a hope first.
Yeah.
And then an expectation
second.
I'd
like for them to check on the availability of young Marwin Gonzalez as a super utility type player. Guys who gets at bats at left field, first base, third base, all over the diamond. He's my target. And I think they'll trade a starting pitcher, either Bauer or Kluber.
Well, it's going to be Bauer, right?
I don't know.
It's got to be Bauer.
Why?
Because I heard a big discussion about this today on Hot Stove, and he's just the guy that everybody thinks they're going to end up trading.
It's too bad.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really want him to trade either of them. I don't really like Trevor Bauer personally. I like him more maybe than I did a year ago, and I really like Corey Kluber, but he's probably on a decline. And Trevor Bauer is rounding himself into one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Here's what I hope the Cardinals will do. Can you tell me before I even say it?
There's nothing left to do.
No, there is some.
Well, just pitching. Bullpen
no,
help.
I hope that they will jump completely outside of their comfort zone and go get Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
they've
but that's
got
not...
Ozuna for 1 year. They've got Goldschmidt for 1 year. They've got Michael Wacha becoming a free agent. Miles Michaelis. They got some cost-controlled young players right now. Just blow the doors off this
place. But their
place.
General manager said they're not doing that.
Well, he didn't close the door completely. And we'll talk to Richard Justice about this. But blow the door off the building.
Yeah, Richard Justice knows, though. So don't expect him to say, yeah, they might get Harper. He knows. He's on the inside.
Oh, we'll see what he says.
All right.
But wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, but
why
I need
not
you
just
to...
do it? You've got the money.
But they're not gonna.
But you've got the money.
That's a separate issue of whether they're motivated to make the deal
Harper,
or not.
Harper, Goldschmidt, Ozuna. Oh my God. Then you're the favorites to win the World Series, correct?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
What I think they'll do is sign Zach Britton.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of Zach, here is Zach. This isn't Zach Britton, however. Zach, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you, fellas?
Doing fine, Zach.
Wildcat football. I was learning since old Seth Luttrell give us the finger. And
isn't there a better way to put that, Zach? I mean, if you're coming on radio and you want to put your best verbal foot forward, whatever that means, yeah. let's try that again, Zach.
I'm just thinking North Texas and Kansas State. Yeah, I wonder why he doesn't want to join the family.
Well, he doesn't want to follow Bill Snyder. He's happy at North Texas. This doesn't seem, in his mind, like the right move that he wants to make. That's his decision.
Yeah. When do you think that they'll get a coach? You have an idea?
They'll have to get a coach soon, but it's not going to be him. I doubt that it's going to be Venables. I doubt that it's going to be Jim Leavitt.
You don't think it'll be Jim Leavitt?
No.
Yeah, I'm wondering either. I heard there's a rumor that maybe there's a offensive line coach from South Carolina that has Kansas State ties. Is what I kind of heard through an ex-football player.
Do you want the offensive line coach at South Carolina to be the coach at Kansas State?
How about forgetting the Kansas State ties? How about just not worrying about that?
I like for him to be 5-7 for a lifetime, to be honest.
Thanks, Zach. Is Zach at the bar?
Zach, that was a decent parting shot by Zach. 5-7 for life.
I thought he liked K-State.
Well, he does. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't.
Well, what?
Well, the Seth Luttrell thing, what are they doing? What's Kansas State doing there? He's got to retain some staff members instead of bringing
to bring his entire staff.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't
you? If you want to coach badly enough, unless they've told Blake Seiler, you're our guy. Listen, Blake Seiler and Andre Coleman just got started. I think Blake Seiler is a really up and comer. I'm not surprised that K-State wants to potentially keep him.
Fair, and Luttrell probably wants to see how the Oklahoma opening handles itself over the course of this year and next.
But if K-State's going to dig their heels in the dirt and say whomever we hire can't bring their staff, that might be an issue.
True.
I don't know.
But if you feel strongly about two young guys that you have already on staff and hoping to retain them, then you're at an impasse to some degree.
I don't know what they're going to do. Well, they'll hire a coach, but it's not going to be Seth Luttrell. I don't think it's going to be Venables or Leavitt. Let's see what they do. Imagination, right?
Right. You'll get the best guy. It doesn't have to be imaginative. It doesn't have to be creative.
I like imagination.
Just get the best candidate.
Les Miles on the job for just a short time with a blow. Puka Williams arrested for domestic abuse. Man, what are these kids going to learn? And here's a guy that we've celebrated. We are so enamored by his ability. And yet, now again, hasn't been convicted. Been arrested of doing something boneheaded. I mean, just incredible. So now you question: is he ever going to play at KU again?
Well, it looks like that is in doubt at best right now. Les Miles, even if I don't know, he wouldn't. Is one of his first acts. He probably doesn't want to be to reinstate a guy who may have committed a crime like this, so he's in a bad spot too, and it puts just everybody in not very good light.
It's such a depressing thing on all levels.
Yeah, you see that and you get bummed out.
If you're a KU football fan, you just got to be angry at this guy. Even though he's a young guy and young people do stupid things, you can't.
Yeah, but that's not a youthful mistake. You know,
it's a youthful alcohol related incident, most likely.
We don't know if alcohol.
I don't know, but don't most of you. What do you think?
I think you know not to put your hands on a woman at the youngest of ages, and
well, it sure happens a lot. Certainly, you do know it, but these youthful indiscretions keep raising their ugly head.
Youthful, adultful, it doesn't matter. Just don't do it.
Jeff, I love you, but don't try to be the high moral authority of everyone.
I am on this.
I get it, but don't correct my words.
I'm not on a lot of things, but I am on
don't
this.
Don't correct my words.
Well, it's not a youthful indiscretion. Like that's giving Puka Williams a pass. He's not youthful.
Nobody's giving him a pass.
Then say this man, this grown adult man.
He's not a grown adult man.
He is. He's an adult. He's playing college football in Division I.
He's a pampered athlete.
Well, no excuse for me.
I'm not providing an excuse. But I love how you are the Mr. on the throne.
I am the moral authority on beating women. You're right. I am. I never will.
But anytime anyone is even if someone's accused, you're all over it.
You
don't care to wait to see how things shake
If you believe.
Let me ask you this question. Has a woman ever falsely accused a man?
Of course.
Then why don't you acknowledge
but
that?
But she's not accusing. The police arrested
him. I understand that. But why don't you ever acknowledge that part of this?
If you believe.
Answer my question.
I am. If you believe the woman in 100% of the cases, you'll be right far more often than you're wrong.
Yes, but you didn't answer my question.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying the act of hitting a woman is not something
that you solve. And we all agree on that.
But
you also said that there have been cases where men have been falsely accused.
Of course. But
so why not just wait? I'm talking. Why not just wait to see what all the details look like?
There have been cases, but each individual case is much more likely that it did happen than it didn't.
Of course.
So yes. I'm gonna err on that side every time. Every single time. 100% of the time I'm gonna err on that side. Now everybody knows.
Good for you, Jeff.
Okay.
We're all proud of you. Here's Earl.
Hey, Jeff. I'm glad you had a good time at your show last night.
Thank you.
I have a question because the other day when the female outfielder, potentially could be your pitch for our team, you couldn't go with a masculine name. I believe you are the Wichita authority on gender. So in this discussion, what if it is a man who identifies as a woman? Moreover, a woman who identifies as a man, would that make a difference in any of that?
I don't know what you're asking me necessarily.
That is a little vague, Earl. I don't get that, Earl. This whole topic is ridiculous.
Well, it's a bad topic,
But you approach it poorly.
I probably approach
it poorly. Earl approaches it poorly. Here's my thought, okay? Puka Williams looks bad. He's been arrested on this charge. We don't know anything else other than that. We don't have video. We don't have anything to go by, right? Except the report.
Right? Right.
We all agree that you can't hit women. We all agree on that.
For any reason, at any age.
Jeff, we get it. We know where you are on this, okay? We got you.
But youthful indiscretion,
But for you to pass judgment so readily.
I'm not passing judgment. I've not said anything about Puka Williams individually. If he did it, horrible. And
so there
doesn't
is an
deserve
if
to play
there with you,
right? But I believe that he probably did, and if he didn't, then I'll be wrong.
Whatever you believe is fine, but you do acknowledge the if.
Of course, I wasn't there.
Well, it seems like you don't ever acknowledge the if.
All I'm saying is that if you believe that it happened, every single time you'll be right more often than not.
But why rush to a belief?
I'm not.
Why not just wait for it to play out and see?
We'll never really know.
Do we do that in all crimes? Do we just jump to immediate, we don't, do we?
So what's the motivation of a woman to falsely accuse Puka Williams?
Doesn't
that seem much
the
more...
The potential motivation of people to accuse anyone is...
What?
Well, you know what it is.
I don't.
If I want to hold that over you, if I want to bring a lawsuit, if I want to try to milk you for money or whatever. Have you ever heard of bribery?
Sure, but that's taking these things to a crazy extreme.
It certainly is.
The most reasonable... The most reasonable explanation for something is usually the correct explanation. Usually.
Usually,
always,
yes.
Almost always.
Usually, yes. We agree on that.
That's...
The one, and maybe this is because I was a reporter for 45 years. It's been ingrained in me to wait.
All right, but we're not reporting stories and we're not on a jury.
But that's Pat, you're on.
Welcome to KU Football, Les Miles. The curse continues. I will caution this. It is a suspicion of domestic abuse, and I'm not defending. Like you said, Bob, we don't know the facts. If he did this, he should be gone. But I'll remind everybody, Carlton Bragg got accused of this a couple of years ago. Turns out he was innocent. He was falsely accused. So all I can do is hope. I know the woman was not, she didn't have to go to the hospital. That doesn't mean anything. But
did have minor injuries, however.
Yeah, the injuries were minor from what I read. But could KU catch a break on anything football-wise? The best player they've had in a decade, and then this happens. So,
and I don't know where it goes from here, but it's certainly the last thing Les Miles needed.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's been suspended indefinitely, pending to see what happens. So I just hope maybe this isn't as bad as it sounds. But the bad news never ends for KU football. It just never ends.
Thanks, Pat. We appreciate your call. Let's get two more in quickly. Joel?
Joel,
how are you?
Hey, good, good. Quick, just hypothetical, Jeff. Remember me for a minute. I know you say that you lead on the edge of they're guilty more times than not. But what if it was Glenn Fry or Jason Edey? What are you gonna want to let the whole process play out? And I promise, I would.
No, I wouldn't. Not with Jason Edey or Don Henley. I would be sickened.
But
you wouldn't jump to it.
Yes, I would.
You'd jump to immediately presumption of guilt.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's essentially what you're doing now. And let's just say, you know, I don't necessarily disagree with you that more times than not, they probably are guilty. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. But to just have that as your blanket statement, it's going to make you look not as, you know, smart sometimes. Because if you're just assuming somebody's guilty, and then, you know, the next three times this happens, oh, the woman just fabricated it all, people are going to jump at you for that. Now, you can, if you're strong, you're okay with your opinion on that, that's cool. But I just think you just have a very, very strong opinion, right or wrong, on it. But you just, it's like Bob said earlier, it almost sounded like you weren't acknowledging the if. And if you are, then that's totally different.
There's always an if, but
that's dicey.
But there shouldn't be a but.
But
thank you,
I
Joel.
Doubt many facts.
There shouldn't be. There's always an if, but always an if.
There's always an if, but it's extremely unlikely that we'll ever know a whole lot of facts about this. It'll be settled away from a lot of public attention.
Well, if he's kicked off the team, we can presume the facts. Back in a moment, we'll talk Major League Baseball winter meetings. Richard Justice, columnist for MLB.com. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.